I did not know how a mere mortal, let alone a child, could conjure up a little, fat, white rat out of thin air. Wedged into the point of the hat, the rat bared its long yellow teeth in a yawn before lazily blinking a pair of unconcerned pale red eyes back at me.
"Try topping that," the mortal child challenged.
Ever since my childhood, I've been afraid of them. I was 5 years old, and they had the face of Iranian ayatollahs. I was 15, and they raged through neighbouring Algeria. I remember on television their faces eaten up by bushy beards, their cheeks hollowed out by the exhaustion of guerrilla life, their crazed looks.
"We all have choices, Nora. There's such a thing as free will."
"Well, not if you subscribe to the deterministic view of the universe."
"But why here?"
"It was either here or the animal rescue centre. This paid better. Plus, you know, music."
"You were in a band with your brother."
"I was. The Labyrinths. We weren't really going anywhere."
"Your brother tells a different story."
"How do you..."
"He bought an amp, Marshall DSL-40.
"When?"
"Friday."
You point at it, wave like a crazy person, shouting, anything for it to run to you instead. All the while, my precious boy just smiles at me, seeing all of my love for him present and waiting. She steps back. Tears begin to well, but she fights them down, only to be betrayed by the twitches on her face.
In essence, meditation is the practice of bringing stillness to the mind, calming our thoughts and feelings, to put ourselves back in control of our mental function and the quality of our inner dialogue.